Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, September 8th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Declutter. Leading off today, Twitter continues to roll out new features to its iOS application at a rapid pace, announcing today that it is now testing its new Communities feature. Twitter describes this feature as a way for users to talk about specific topics with other users who are interested in the same thing. In many ways, Twitter communities are similar to group features on other social networks such as Discord, Reddit, and Facebook. Once you join a Twitter community, you can post tweets specifically to that group of people and view a home feed of content that includes posts from other members of the community. For now, Twitter says that communities are invite-only, but that moderators and admins have unlimited invites, and members each get 5 invites per community. Full support for Twitter communities is available at launch to users on iOS and on the web. On iOS, Twitter communities are accessible via a dedicated tab in the bottom navigation bar. If you don't see the option just yet, make sure you're running the latest version of Twitter from the App Store, but the rollout does appear to be staged, so it might take a few days for the new Communities feature to hit your account. In other news, ahead of next week's special event for the iPhone 13, a new FCC filing from Apple has revealed a revised version of the MagSafe charger, which may indicate that Apple plans to update its MagSafe lineup of accessories coming with the iPhone 13 next week. The new MagSafe charger added to the FCC database this week is model number A2548, compared to the current MagSafe charger, which is model A2140. Based on the filings, we can't tell that there is anything different about this MagSafe charger, but rumors have suggested the iPhone 13 will feature a stronger array of magnets for improved MagSafe performance. So this could mean that we'll see updated MagSafe accessories to better take advantage of the new magnets in the iPhone 13. The FCC has tested the new MagSafe charger with 8 different iPhone models, including 4 models that are described as legacy phones, indicating the iPhone 12, and 4 unidentified new phone models, which are likely the 4 iPhone 13s. So details here are still a bit sparse, but it could be that we get some news about MagSafe next week alongside the iPhone 13 and the Apple Watch Series 7. We are sponsored this week by Declutter, the smart way to buy and sell tech. Declutter is the fast and easy and totally free way to recycle your phone for cash. And now, just in time for the iPhone 13 next week, you can get extra cash with our exclusive promo code 9TO5MAC at checkout. Declutter offers a free instant valuation with no auctions or fees to deal with. Then, just ship your items for free from your closest UPS shipping location and get paid the same day your items arrive at Declutter by direct deposit or PayPal. Declutter will lock in your trade-in price for 28 days so you can beat depreciation and get ready to update to the iPhone 13. Again, just enter the code 9to5MAC at checkout and Declutter will boost the value of your trade-in by 10% up to a max of $30. Declutter is the best way to get ready for the iPhone 13, so hit the link in the show notes to get started. Rounding out today, we've talked a lot about the iPhone 13, but a new leak today also claims to offer our first look at the so-called iPhone 14 coming in 2022. The leak comes from John Prosser, who detailed the rumors in a video posted to YouTube. Prosser says that he has seen real-life images of the iPhone 14 Pro Max and created exclusive renders based on those images. One of the most notable changes here is that the iPhone 14 will apparently not feature a camera bump on the back, something made possible by an overall thicker design. The design bears many similarities to the iPhone 4, with rounded volume buttons on the side, and the glass design that sits on top of the antenna bands. The chassis is said to be made from titanium, which is something that's previously been reported by analysts at JPMorgan Chase. On the front, Prosser says the iPhone 14 Pro will feature a punch hole design instead of the notch, while the bottom will still feature lightning connectivity for charging. Earlier iPhone 14 reporting from Ming-Chi Kuo had painted a picture of what to expect. According to Kuo, the iPhone 14 will be available in two different screen sizes at 6.1 inches and 6.7 inches. We still are expecting four different models, so something like the iPhone 14 and iPhone 14 Max, alongside the iPhone 14 Pro and iPhone 14 Pro Max. Kuo has also reported that the 2022 iPhones could feature under-display Touch ID. The iPhone 14 Max is expected to represent the lowest price ever for a 6.7-inch iPhone. But something important to keep in mind with all of these rumors is that we are still over a year away from the expected introduction of the iPhone 14. So while it's easy to get excited about all of these potential changes, new features, and new design, things could still change before Apple makes any announcement official. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.